The number of parents opting out of having their kids vaccinated against whooping cough, also known as pertussis, is on the rise, according to a recent report. And as the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, this is resulting in an increase of whooping cases statewide.
In 2012, New York State saw the highest number of whooping cough cases in decades, with more than 100 cases reported in several upstate counties. Now, researchers at the SUNY Upstate Medical University have found that the increase in cases corresponds with an increase in the number of parents opting out of vaccinating their children. Lead author and pediatric infectious diseases specialist Dr. Yana Shaw says this presents a danger not only to the unimmunized children, but the broader public too.
The children who were not immunized against pertussis pose a risk not only to themselves, but also the children and the community residing around them.
New York State mandates that children attending its schools are immunized against a range of diseases, including pertussis. But parents are allowed to opt out of the vaccination for two reasons: religious beliefs and medical causes. The study found in the past decade the number of parents in the state seeking religious exemptions from the whooping cough vaccination has almost doubled. But Shaw suspects the reasons are not purely religious.
We know that parents often choose not to vaccinate their children when they are concerned about vaccine safety, vaccine efficacy. They're worried about the number of shots that the children are getting.
Additionally, Shaw says, parents often don't know how serious diseases like whooping cough can be, and school children are particularly at risk. The study showed most upstate counties have relatively low rates of religious exemptions, but there were some exceptions. St. Lawrence County, which has experienced a recent outbreak of the disease, had a much higher exemption rate. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.